So that was good. I was on the dock, and the guy came up. He's sponsored by his Baptist church. It said it right on his shirt. And so I got to witness to him. My camera, my phone got too hot, and it shut down. But yeah, I'm glad I came out here. Just being a light in a dark place, in this worldly place, where it's... So let's talk about this. I did a little street preaching. I'm standing here by the boat dock, waiting for the people to come in. So let's talk about this. Why would we oppose and come and preach this? First of all, I didn't come to oppose this. I was in the park already, and I was here before them. So I'm just here sharing the gospel. So what's wrong with the professional bass fishing? Well, it's covetous, it's prideful, it's vain, it's made of the glory of man, it's about mammon, it's a friend of the world. And so when people say, well, what's wrong with fishing? Well, catching fish for dinner, there's nothing sinful. Jesus and Peter went out in boats and caught fish, or at least Peter did. But turning it into a vainglory, they're winning money, they're winning trophies, their boats are worth $100,000, $50,000. So a brother and I were talking about this not long ago. Discern things spiritually. How do you discern spiritually? Well, fishing is not sinful, but what is sinful? When you turn something into a vain, covetous, glory to man, prideful. Let's talk about that. Proverbs 6:17. I'm standing right here where they're bringing all their fish for the weigh-in, and they're putting them in tanks. This is pretty awesome. Public boat dock. Prideful. Proverbs 6:17 says, a proud look is an abomination unto God. And so we just love our neighbor enough to come and tell them this is a prideful event. Who can win? Who can get accolades? Who can get glory? Who can win? And they do it for points then. All these points add up, and then they ultimate championship and all this kind of stuff. Does that sound like anything that Jesus Christ would be doing? I was telling a brother, we should be doing what Paul and the disciples and Jesus did. Did Jesus and Paul do fishing tournaments for vainglory or Roman gladiator games for vainglory? No. Were they involved in fancy hobbies and wasting their time in the pursuits of lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life? No. I always tell people the disciples and Jesus were about eating, sleeping, that's God's function for our body, working, fellowshipping and preaching the gospel and studying, then looking after, you know, widows, orphans, and the brethren, and then going out into God's creation to restore themselves, and then that's about it. That's all they did. Test me, men. Email me. Did they do something else I'm missing? Because that's about all they did. So why do American Christians get involved in all this idolatrous, false, sinful, worldly pursuits? I mean, they have churches sponsoring these fishermen. As if churches have nothing better to do. That guy on the boat dock said, oh, well, I'm happy you're here. You know, people ask me about boats and lures and rods and reels, and then I tell them about Jesus. And I said, you can't be part of this and tell them about Jesus. You got to call them out of this. You're a terrible witness, sir. You're sinful and carnal and worldly, partaking in that which God abhors. 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, I can't think of anything more worldly than a covetous bass fishing tournament. The love of God is not in you. So we're just standing here today. This is, wow, what a bonus. We were working in a park, had no idea this tournament was here. And look at, I get to come and I get to preach. And I get to share the truth with people and call them out of their vain glory and their sinful ways to the saving of their souls. Jesus and the gospel is the way to eternal life. Jesus didn't die so we could live this life for ourselves in all of this foolishness. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 10, lose your life to find it. Have you lost your life, neighbor? You haven't lost your life. You're doing vainglory of men. You haven't lost your life. You're competing with people, covetous to win money and trophies and titles. How foolish and sinful. Jesus didn't die so you could live a prideful, vanity-wasted life. America, you know, a lot of the people here will say they're Christians. America has a false Jesus, and there's no better place than this place to highlight that false Jesus. The Jesus that lets you be worldly and carnal. The Jesus that lets you live any way you want. The Jesus that winks at sin, carnality, covetousness, worldliness, and pride. No, Jesus of the Bible actually calls us out of the world. He calls us out of every false way. He calls us out of sin. Unless you're willing to leave and lose, leave this world, leave this life. You can't leave the world. Leave this life, leave the culture, and lose your life. You have no hope. Mass tournaments, trophies, none of it's going to mean anything on Judgment Day, in eternity. It's a vain, vain practice. Repent and seek the kingdom, neighbor. Turn and repent. Don't waste your life on foolishness. Don't waste your life on sin and flesh. Romans 8:8 says you cannot please God in the flesh. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. So you're not in the Spirit in a bass tournament for money and covetous vainglory. You're in the flesh. This doesn't please God in any way. You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. What's that, sir? I don't need any food. I'm fine. Here, take a gospel card. Test yourself.
I need some food
from Christ.
I'm sorry? I need food, but not from my mouth.
Yeah, amen. You need living water food, but you don't get it at these places and in the world. You get it through repenting, coming out of the world and following Jesus. You must come out of this false way.
I get it. I'm wondering if you're protesting the fishermen or just...
Well, you would call
it... Me drinking, right?
Yeah, well, you're drinking. Are you drunk?
I don't
talk to drunks because it's just not fruitful. I love you, but it's not fruitful. Tell you what, can I put this in your pocket? You can read it later. It's a gospel track. It shows you how to find eternal life. Yeah. So, no, I tell you what, let me give you the truth. I was parked in this park before you guys were here. Working in my van. I've been here all day. I've got the big white van over there. And we're just working online, and I was helping a brother with his van, and I saw this fishing tournament. And I said, I'm going to come. So I'm not protesting bass fishing, but I am reminding them that this is a vain practice of man that God's going to reject on Judgment Day. Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God. This is in no way seeking the kingdom of God.
Wasn't Jesus a fisherman?
Fisherman for food. This, look at the vain glory going on here. This is for pride, a trophy, money. Yes.
But they do turn them back in. They
doesn't
back
matter.
In the water.
Doesn't matter.
They don't take them.
But again, this isn't mostly about bass fishing. I'm here about telling you got to come out of the world. Drinking, I used to be a drunk. You got to come out of drunkenness. You got to come out of the culture.
Just a minute. Not everybody drinks.
I didn't say that. I didn't say everybody drink. I said, you got to come out of drunkenness. Listen to my words. I said, are you a drunk? I got it on audio. I'm making an audio recording.
That's all right.
Yeah, so I got an audio. I said, are you drunk?
What did you say?
I said, are you drunk?
And what did I answer?
I don't remember. What did you say?
You got it on audio.
I'll listen to it later. Yeah, you're kind of slurring your speech, so I'm kind of wondering.
Holy shit.
Ah, okay, there you go. Okay, I'm done. Test yourself to the Word of God. Test yourself to the Word of God.
Oh, so you're the Word of God.
No, the Bible's the
you
Word of God.
You ain't the Word
Sir,
of God.
Sir, you need
you're
to back down. You're on,
walking around here with a sign.
You're on video and you're now accosting me.
I don't care.
You're accosting me. You need to go away.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go away. You need to go away. Go away. Your alcohol is talking. I love you, sir. Test yourself to the Word of God. Jesus made the narrow way. Holy is the Lamb of God. Don't waste your life on foolishness and frivolity. Don't waste your life on vainglory of man. Test yourself to the Word of God while there's time, neighbor. Guy came over with a can of beer. I asked him if he was drunk. obviously he was. Tried to go talk with him as long as I could. You know, they use those things. Oh, Jesus was a fisherman. No, actually Peter was. But Jesus fished, Peter fished to catch food. This is vainglory of man. This has nothing to do with catching food. This has everything to do with pride and vanity, covetousness of men. So he walked away. I told him he was on video. I'm standing out here by myself today. Sister Raman's over by the van. Brother had to go down the road for a while. So I'm just preaching and sharing the gospel good news. This is awesome. This is like a bonus preach. I didn't even know this was here. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Christ is coming in flaming fire. Don't lose your soul seeking after the ways of the world. Repent and turn. Trade this life, this worldly life. I'm no better than any of you. I used to do this stuff. Prideful fishing, hunting, weightlifting, sports, and vanity. I need a drink of water. I didn't bring my water bottle with. Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. Read the Word of God. See why the wrath is coming in flaming fire. Jesus is coming to judge all those that don't know God or don't obey the gospel. Test yourself while you can, neighbor.